This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities through quality education. Yomari Puni and Udauli festival being marked today. Head of the state and government expressed their best wishes on the occasion. And U.S. Secretary of State says U.S. has direct contact with Syrian rebel group. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities within the country through quality education. Addressing the first session of the 30th convocation ceremony of the Kathmandu University KU at Tulik Hill yesterday, Prime Minister Oli, who is also the Chancellor of KU, stressed on the need to cater education that creates jobs. He reiterated that students should be linked to employment via education, for which collaboration and coordination could be established with the model universities. Prime Minister Oli argued that skills and accountability in students help shape identity of a citizen and the nation. On the occasion, director at Indian Institute of Technology in Patna, Triloknath Singh, argued that trade education and research could be further expanded for common progress and sustainable development of Nepal and India. A total of 1,265 graduates from various faculties were ordained on the occasion. Yomari Puni, a notable festival celebrated by the Newar community in Kathmandu, is being observed today on Mangsir Shukla Purnima, the full moon day of the Nepali month Mangsir. This marks the end of the harvest season with offerings to Annapurna, the goddess of grains. In Newari language, Yomari means favorite confection. On the occasion, the Newar community prepares a special delicacy called Yomari, a closed scone-shaped cuisine made of rice flour filled with molasses, chaku, kua and sesame seeds. Similarly, the Kirat community is celebrating the Udhauli, one of their major festivals today. The festival is marked by wearing traditional attire with public gatherings and communal sakela dances accompanied by various cultural events. During Udhauli, newly harvested crops are offered to ancestors in thanksgiving, along with prayers to the land for continued fertility. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Powdel and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli have expressed their best wishes to the people celebrating both the festivals. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has asserted that government is committed to establishing sustainable development, peace, security and good governance in the country. At a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union at Nawalparasi Bardaghat Susta East yesterday, Minister Lekhak said the UML Nepali Congress coalition government was formed after development activities could not take place. On a different note, the Home Minister mentioned that the recent China visit of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was successful, adding Nepal has harmonious and cordial relation with neighbouring countries. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh assured that the development of infrastructures and construction works would be advanced on the basis of priority, need and importance. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Singh reiterated to expedite development works on the basis of priority and need rather than initiating without any plans in place. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subbagurung has argued that the instability in politics has adversely affected national economy. At a program organized by the Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, marking its 15th annual General Assembly in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung reiterated the national economy was overshadowed by the unstable politics. Minister Gurung, who is also the spokesperson of the government, said that the government emphasized addressing the issues surfaced in revenue collection and expenditure system. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has honoured 10 different individuals with 150,000 rupees each on the occasion of its 30th establishment day. At a program organized by KMC yesterday, folk singer Kumar Basnet, painter Kiran Manander, Dr. Arun Sayami, former mayor of KMC P.L. Singh, artist Narendra Kansakar, literator Mallaki Sundar were honored. Other personalities honored by KMC are taekwondo player Sangeena Baidya, volleyball player Pratibha Mali, ultra-marathon runner Meena Rai and cricketer Gyanendra Malla. Addressing the same program, Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav said the Kathmandu metropolitan city has made its folks feel that the government is at their doorstep. The Vice President also laid emphasis on the need of protecting cultural, historical and archaeological heritages. Similarly, Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balendra Shah, said his attention has been focused to build a livable metropolis for the citizens of all 77 districts. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged not to compromise with any power in course of fighting for the rights. Addressing a press conference in Rupandehi yesterday, Chairperson Dahal said despite the constitution guaranteeing the rights of the oppressed community, protesters of change are attempting to snatch the rights. He also argued that the party leaders and cadres to mobilize themselves in the process of establishing the party as the powerful one in the upcoming election of 2084 Bikram Sambat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the U.S. has made direct contact with the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham HTS rebels who now control Syria after toppling the Assad regime. According to the BBC, it is the first acknowledgement of direct American contact with the HTS, which the U.S. currently still designates as a terrorist organization. Syrian rebels ended Bashar al-Assad's 24-year long rule with opposition forces taking the capital and forcing the president to flee to Russia on 8 December. The overthrow followed a 13-year civil war which started after Assad crushed pro-democracy protests. The fighting killed more than 500,000 people, displaced millions more and embroiled international powers and their proxies. Now some sports updates. Kathmandu Gorkhas has defeated Pokhara Avengers by 6 wickets in yesterday's first match of Nepal Premier League NPL cricket tournament. In the match held at TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, Kathmandu Gorkhas won the match in 14.1 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Pokhara Avengers posted a 139-run victory target before Kathmandu Gorkhas. Earlier invited to bat first after losing the toss, Pokhara Avengers made 138 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Meanwhile, in the second match, Chitwan Rhinos defeated Janakpur Balls by 32 runs. Janakpur Balls failed to chase the target of 181 runs. The team was packed in 18 overs and scored only 148 runs. Earlier, Chitwan Rhinos scored 180 runs in 20 overs with loss of 5 wickets. With Chitwan's victory, the possibility of Biratnagar Kings and Pokhara Avengers to enter the playoff has ended. Similarly, Lumbini Lions' journey for playoff has also already ended. Today, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings will face each other, which will determine the top 4 teams of NPL. Likewise, Sudhir Pashim Royals will face Pokhara Avengers in the second match today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country today with a very low influence of western winds across the country. In the meantime, the Kathmandu Valley has witnessed its coldest day of this winter yesterday with the minimum temperature recorded at 2 degrees Celsius. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology's Weather Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature on Friday was 3.1 degrees Celsius, which further dropped to 2 degrees Celsius yesterday. The bulletin released by the department highlighted the sharp decline in the temperature in the valley as well as other parts of the country. With the mercury plummeting this low, residents of the Kathmandu Valley have experienced chiller climate yesterday. According to the division, the temperature plunged to -7.2 degrees Celsius in Jumla district yesterday, marking the lowest temperature recorded so far this winter in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities through quality education. Yomari Puni and Udholi festival being marked today, head of the state and government expressed their best wishes on the occasion. And U.S. Secretary of State says U.S. has direct contact with Syrian rebel group. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.